the cure, and the humanity. While there is no conspiracy, there is a global tendency. This multiplex prefers that we burn books. It prefers borders, border walls, and war. It prefers to destroy minds by means of prison, and it has a preference that we all turn our heads away. And while there are as many sides to it as there are cruel people in the world, it feeds on poverty, and it perpetuates it. It is like a tapeworm that would die without poverty. But also, it needs distracting and irrelevant success to show that it's not a disease, that it's not a parasite. Wherever you are born, whatever group you get stuck in, there will always be something fake held up as some high achievement. To get under your skin, it needs two things. That you never, ever listen or read more than 5 books, and that you are always hollow and not once inspired to look outside of your culture. That you wake up Monday morning and mutter that you hate life, or that you hate your job, so that it all passes you by and you never make a difference. Its biggest fear is the thing that will kill it in the end. Its biggest fear is the non-follower, the hidden thinker. You claiming your right as an independent mind and a lover of wisdom. Until then, this tendency of the world to halt itself will poison entire nations. Just to disappear the few thousand independent thinkers that emerge out of complexity and accident. Darkness and arrogance personified knows that just one real school will ensure its undoing. It won't be a leader. It won't be one mind. It will be a voice of countless minds. And it won't be a speech. It will be a whisper. There is a weapon, and it is mightier than the sword. It is not a pen. It is the voices of the rebellious young who are not yet indoctrinated into the way things are. Because they can be trusted. They are the nearest to the freedom and equality that we are all born with. Once the voices, the young people, narrate all the treasures and all the answers that are worth hearing, the world will listen. And people will begin abandoning ideas that are hurting the world. The false leaders depend on lack of knowledge. Young people have the power to come together and build a real school that the world will hear. And in that way, they will make the so-called leaders sickened by the blight, by the parasite of arrogance and ignorance, weep. To be clear, The cure is in the books written and narrated by the young, who aren't afraid to speak out against the old, who are perpetuating some really bad ideas. Once the young become wise philosophers and inspired artists and scientists as they age, they will know, they will see, they will understand politics for what it once was. They will know that our divisions were largely cultivated. Halting progress is a fool's errand. For all the young people poisoned with the old ways, it only takes one honest young voice to restore all their health. There is nothing to halt humanity's progress, nothing to prevent it from healing. All it takes is for each and every student in the world to reach out for real knowledge and to trust in the resulting wisdom and not perpetuate the old ways. All it takes is for the students to understand that to grow up means to grow all the way up. And that in turn means to become a great being. You need to understand that greatness is your right. And the path towards discovering your meaning.